6FM.
I'm joined in the studio by Chris Luck from the South Weald Festival. He's coming to talk about the South Weald Festival. There's loads going on between the 24th of June to the 29th of June. It's coming a little bit earlier because we know what you like. You get booked up for things. So you've got loads going on. Before we talk about the festival, how did you get involved in the festival and how long has it been running?
Right, this is the 51st festival. We did our 50th festival last year. This year it's 100 years of Chelmsford Diocese is our main theme. I've been involved since 1980, but particularly involved since 2000 when I was asked to coordinate the festival. And then I've been involved with the sort of publicity and advertising and so on since then. I did 2 years as coordinator, and then I had my arm twisted with my wife screaming at me not to do it last year, but it was very successful last year, and I said, okay, I'll do it again this year, and on condition that I had some shadows, and I've now got three shadows formally, one of who is formally appointed by the church council, and the other two are assisting, and then a load of people who are just helping. And the main thing about the festival, and what excites me about it, I guess, is that it's a community event, and lots of people get involved, either in taking part or in helping out, half an hour here, an hour there. And if you like, part of today is to say thank you very much indeed to our advertisers. The program's available as from Friday.
Yep.
52-page program for the first time ever. It's almost double the size that it has been, in full colour, available for £1.50 if you bite my hand off before the day, for the Saturday of the festival, £2 on the day. It gives you admission to the show itself and the fete, but also gives you a load of vouchers for local firms. And I can't stress enough how pleased we are to be working closely with a number of very well-known local firms who have always supporting things, people like Bennett's and Brentwood Jewellers, who you always see in the frame that are supporting things, and Colquhart Hall is perhaps another one I ought to mention. This year we've, for the first time, the flowers are being sponsored by Tomlins. Mm-hmm. They've been associated for a long time with the festival under the previous owner, but now they are paying for or supplying us with all the flowers, and it started off as a flower festival in 1964, we're sort of full circle. 100 years of the diocese, 50 odd years, if you like, it's our 50th anniversary, but we've done 50 before. So it's a community thing with loads of local community groups or community-minded firms supporting us, and we work very closely with them during the course of the year.
Now, there is a website. Just mention the website again.
Yep. The website is www, as they always are, .southweeldfestival.co.uk.
And they're also on Twitter, because I just asked if they're on Twitter, and they are, which is a good thing, because I've tweeted out about the interview, but it's at Weald Festival. That's all you have to look, at Weald Festival, which is nice and easy.
Lovely.
Don't have to worry about that. Now, tell us about, you've got loads of events, because it's going over so many days, 24th of June to 29th of June. There's loads of things going on over this time, so we'll talk through a few of them. So we're kicking off on the Monday, the 23rd of June.
Yes. We're a little bit sneaky, I suppose. We wanted it to be a week of wonders, so we thought, what can we do on Monday? And Monday morning, the children always have an assembly, a big assembly, at St Peter's School. So that's actually going to be the launch, and you're going to have a rather special assembly for them at 10 o'clock on the Monday, and then it goes right the way through the week, and finishing on the Sunday night with a draw for the mega raffle at the Bull Pub,
yep.
Who are very, very good supporters of the festival. The children have all gone to the school, and it's been lovely to work with them at the bottom of the hill, and it's worked extremely well. We used to work with the Tower Arms, now sadly closed, but we did last year for the first time. We had barbecues at the Bull on Saturday and Sunday,
yeah.
And what turned out really well was that, of course, people are tired after the doing all their work at the fete on the Saturday afternoon. They retreat, many of them, to their homes in Chevron Way and whatever, Westbourne and so on, and they're probably a bit tired after the end of the day, so they then think, oh, I don't think I want to cook. So they then go down to the Bull at the end of the day, and we had 100 people. There was more than 100 there last year till 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
didn't need to go out, could walk home, etc., having a little bit of a drink and a barbie.
Oh, drink and well, barbecues are just lovely, especially when there's a little bit of sunshine.
And, well, it was. The weather last year, bless it, yep. It was a grey morning and a beautiful sunny later afternoon, a beautiful evening, just like yep. The weather we've been having the last two or three days.
Oh, it's fantastic. Been lovely. It is yeah. Lovely out there today. Well, I can just about see it. I have to have the air conditioner on here, so it's always a bit like a fridge. Now, I wanted to ask you, Thursday the 26th of June, mm-hmm. Can you let me know what is... Can you print out? Because I can't. Is it
like a latte? Like a latte. Latte, like a latte, or latte.
Yep.
But be careful how we say these
yes,
things.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yes, like a latte is sort of a way of offering the church facilities to people who aren't necessarily churchgoers. We've been running it for probably 6 or 7 years. Initially, in the Tower Arms pub, in fact, opportunity. Mostly for mums of St. Peter's or prospective mums of St. Peter's, the occasional dad. Immediately they drop the children for school. It starts at 9 o'clock, 9:15, and goes on to whenever you want to go on to. Just a chance to have a chat, have a coffee, have a Danish, very reasonably priced coffee, £1, Danish 50p, and we welcome people then in the Belli Centre, which has been open since 2009. To have a chat rather than having to perhaps pile into their cars and going up to Brentwood and one of the shops in Brentwood. But,
also do this Thursday at 2, which is really
yes.
good. It's a meeting for tea, cards and ball games, and it's especially aimed at people probably over the age of, say, 65?
Yeah, probably. Yep. But it's certainly the people who come tend yeah. to be... older people, senior citizens, like myself, it's an offering again, a bit like a latte to the community, it's part of the festival program, but they meet every month, I think it is,
mm-hmm.
And it's called Thursday at 2 because they meet at 2 o'clock on Thursday. Chance for, as it says in the program, cards. Games, etc. Chance to socialise, chance for people to get out, meet other people, again in the Belli Centre. Free, it's always free, as is, the like a latte, you just pay for your coffee.
Yeah.
But, you get tea thrown in. I think they're doing something a bit special again for the festival, because it happens to coincide with what they were normally doing, having a meet. So, yeah, that's very exciting. Again, a community offering.
And we've got you've got St. Peter's School Fete, which is being opened by West Ham United footballer Mark Noble.
Indeed, yes. Very pleased to have Mark again. He did actually help us out with, I think it was the autumn fair for the school, or Christmas fair in November. And he's coming back again. It's quite a good time because it's a bit... it's end of season or finished season for footballers, so yep. Football's got a little bit of time to do some community work, and we're very pleased that West Ham are being associated. Not, of course, everybody is a West Ham supporter at the at the school, but
yep.
I think he will certainly, when he came before, he was very popular, and I think a lot of people turned up as a result of that. So yes, Mark's starting us off on the Saturday, which is fantastic. But we've got some other fairly key people at other times in the week. We're very, very privileged, really, to have the Bishop of Bradwell, John Raw,
yep.
Coming to the school service on Friday morning, and also the Archdeacon of Chelmsford on Sunday, both of them preaching. So to have two senior church officials, we're very, very privileged as a very, very small church
yeah.
to have that sort of input. But I think the diocese, obviously it's 100 years of the diocese, and I think they recognise that we're putting on quite a bit of an effort this year, and they want to respond to that, which is lovely.
Now, if people want to get hold of a copy of the South Wheel Festival programme, whereabouts can they get them at the moment?
At the moment, a number of the advertisers, not all of them, are taking copies of the programme. So they're available in the shops that are in the festival programme, or we call probably now we probably call it a prograzine, an amalgam word, but.
Yep.
The person who's been helping me, Ulrika Straw, who's the sort of shadow coordinator, is very keen to have more of a magazine than a programme. In the past it's been mainly advertisements. This year it's very much a balance of advertisements and articles. There's some really, I hope people think, it very interesting articles of things about 100 years of the diocese. We've been very fortunate, Maxine DL, who's one of the Brentwood Gazette reporters, has helped us out with some of the articles and the programme. Yeah. So I'm calling it a progazine because it's a programme for the festival, yeah, but it's also a magazine about 100 years of the diocese and in the context of St Peter's.
And you can pick it up in the locals, a few local shops.
We will, obviously I'm selling them. They are available at the church, they're available at the school, and we will be selling them in Brentwood High Street. We've got slots starting immediately after half term. We've got two days every week. Will be in Brentwood High Street selling programmes. Flyers and details are available just about everywhere. Certainly Brentwood Station, Premier Inn, Holiday Inn, in all the hotels. All the advertisers have got the little four-page leaflet. There's 5,000 of those around Brentwood at the moment, so it's big.
Yeah.
And we're hoping that we'll get over 7,000 people. That's the sort of target during the course of the week, going through the various doors, and our target is £20,000 to raise as well. But importantly, a lot of community fun, a lot of different things happening this year.
Okay, so I mean, we've got a copy of you can't have it, but you can get a copy of this Southwield Festival. What's it called again?
I've nicknamed it a progazine. It's a programme and a magazine.
And it's £1.50. That's including admission to the fete, and children under 14 get in free. And if you purchase on the day, it's actually £2. If you go to the website, which is, here we go again, all the W's, southwildfestival.co.uk, and you can also follow on Twitter as well. I've been tweeting this morning, which is at Wield Festival,
and
so you can
Facebook
find out more there
as well.
What's the Facebook?
Facebook again is Facebook at Wield Festival.
Yeah, all over the social media.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. You're going to come in again just before the festival kicks
off.
That'd
be good.
Be
nice to say, well, yeah, hopefully possibly the 16th of June.
Yeah,
that'd be good.
We'll
talk. Excellent. Talk to you again. See how tell you how things are going.
So don't forget, that's the 24th to the 29th of June. Tomorrow.
Thank you very much, Michelle. Lovely coffee. Yes, good coffee.
I thought it was quite good. It was a good one. I normally make it really too strong, but it looked. Well, I was quite impressed.
Yeah, it was good.
Right, here we go. Here's Razor Light.